Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Tony Menke, a regional director for Focus, shares what God has been doing in his life.
Coming off of Easter, I always wondered how it could be so surprising to the apostles to see Jesus rise from the dead. I know this kind of sounds silly, and well, of course they're astonished. I mean, the man rose from the dead, and the apostles thought he was dead. They thought they had lost their king. But you also think about how Jesus had done so many amazing things and miracles, and he'd even risen people from the dead. And so it seems pretty straightforward to think that this would be of no surprise, that this would almost be expected. And this kind of takes me down the same track of mind in the sense that when I was younger, I used to think to myself how easy it would be to believe in God, to believe in Jesus. If I had been alive during the time of Jesus and seen these miracles and seen the way that he captured hearts with his truth and how he presented this loving and merciful God to the Jewish people, that of course I would have believed, of course I would have followed him to the ends of the earth, and I would have been there for the crucifixion, and I would have rejoiced in his resurrection, and I would have dropped everything. I would have dropped my nets, dropped whatever I was doing to follow this man who clearly was from God and the Messiah. And when I used to think about that, I'd be reminded, as I am today, of how God has been present in my life in so many ways, whether it's been through points of conversion during college and earlier in my life, whether it's been through my marriage, through my kids, and the truly miraculous things that have happened at different points in my life where God was clearly present, was clearly there, loving me, protecting me. And even in the small things, when you start reflecting on the small ways, whether it's watching my son engage in a homily during Sunday Mass in a way that I could never have imagined myself at 7 years old doing, and seeing kind of the graces that he is obtaining from it, or watching my daughters treat each other with kindness and love, or my wife care for me and my kids in a beautiful way and be and see Christ through them, I'm reminded that there is no difference in what the apostles experienced living with Jesus and seeing his miracles and experiencing his love than what I experience on a day-to-day basis by seeing God's presence and love through others, experiencing it within myself, being able to engage in that in times of prayer. There's no difference. And yet I struggle. And yet it's not easy to let go of things. It's not easy to not be attached to things of the world or pleasures, or hear the lies that the world gives and fall into those traps. And I start to understand what the apostles and disciples went through in those times where they were surprised, that they didn't have faith, that they didn't remember the words of God and the times that he tried to warn them, like that this is this is going to happen different than they believed, that it wouldn't be this triumphant king, but it'd be one that would suffer and die and rise again. And it makes me think, man, how do I forget so easily God's love? And so I offer that as a small reflection as we are entering the Easter season and experiencing God's love through his death and resurrection for our salvation, to remember those times that God's been present in our lives, that he shared his love and mercy and goodness and beauty with us, to remember those times that we've fallen short, we've forgotten, we've been distracted, and ask God to open our eyes and our hearts to his love that he's constantly pouring out to us, to become more aware of the relationship he's asking us to be drawn into, to allow ourselves to receive, to engage in, always in big and small ways. And it's my prayer for all of you that today you may take a small, if not giant, step towards that love and relationship with God, and remembering he is always present within us and in those around us.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.